Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington School Board President Eric Turner. The Washington School Board has announced that the next superintendent for the school district has been selected. Can you share who it is?
Yes, it is Mr. William Stone. He's currently shared superintendent at Southwest Valley Community Schools in southwestern Iowa.
And what was the process for the school board upon deciding? A few weeks there where you guys were meeting quite a bit.
Right. So first, we had a subcommittee that reviewed all the applications of each candidate who applied, and we narrowed the field down to five. The entire school board then interviewed those five individuals. From that five, we felt like there were two really strong candidates. We brought those two back, and each one of them had basically an all-day process where they met many different individuals throughout the community, had interviews from different groups, including some school staff, business leaders, parents, and then a final interview each day or for each candidate with the school board again. So those two candidates were both really strong. We felt really good about the option to choose from either one, and we felt like Mr. Stone was the best fit for Washington schools at this time.
And why do you think that was the right fit?
So Mr. Stone has 13 years of experience, so he has strong background in establishing the budget, working through school finance, particularly the last few years when school funding has been at a lower level, so he's used to that environment. He's used to managing facility projects. He's done some really exciting programs, or as the school district that he's at right now has done some really exciting programs to engage and build student relationships, and also the parents. And as both of our final two candidates pointed out, if you can really engage the students and parents, you're more likely to have a good environment for learning. So he really brings a lot of diverse knowledge and background through the experiences that he's had over the last 13 years.
Now, one thing that we've had in place with Superintendent Dix was a sharing agreement with Waco. What's going to happen with that?
Correct. So Mr. Dix has really done a really nice job handling that position. That's a lot of workload to be the leader and manage two different school districts, and he's really done a good job. During the first year Mr. Dix was here, he was not shared. The school board felt that it wouldn't be fair to Mr. Stone to come in and try to get to know two different school districts, two staffs, and two communities. That's really maybe overload during the first year. And I think regardless of the candidate, the school board would have came up with the same decision. Waco's been a great partner to share with the last 2 years. There's some financial benefit for professional development for both staffs. So it's unfortunate that we can't continue, but it's for, I think, a good reason. And if the opportunity presents itself to share in the future, we had such a good partnership that we would definitely be open to looking at that again if Waco was also interested.
And will that have any implication on the other sharing agreements with neighboring districts?
It could. You know, finances will drive some of those things, and you know, how Waco will fill their superintendent position could also drive that. So there's a lot of variables that are at play with that. I think if it can continue, that'd be great for both districts. But we realize it's not a for sure thing, and we realize that each district's got to, you know, look at their options and do what's best for them and their community.
And when will Mr. Stone take the helm, so to speak?
The contract will start on July 1st. I would imagine that he'll be in the community with his family prior to that. I know he's coming back this weekend just to allow his two sons to see Washington. I would envision that Mr. Stone, his wife, and kids are going to be really involved in the community. They were involved a great deal at two school districts and communities that he's been at, and really expressed a strong desire to continue that, and he understands that that's a really important component of being superintendent. So I think people really enjoy William, and he's a very genuine person. I think he's going to build a lot of strong relationships for Washington schools.
Great. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to thank all those who helped us out this last week, school staff, those community members, business leaders who helped in the interview process. That takes a lot of time. School board really valued their input. School board has to put in a lot of time during the process. I think they really did a nice job. We spent a lot of time communicating with each other. I think it was a valuable process, and the board's really excited about our choice and adding Mr. Stone and his family to the community.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington School Board President Eric Turner talking about hiring a new superintendent. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.